Flexibility, resilience, and continuous learning. Those are some of the most important skills a tester needs in order to be successful in an agile context, according to Micaela Rodriguez, who is a young tester with experience working in agile teams. She's part of the Abstracta team. She's also from Uruguay, and I had the pleasure to interview her, and we had a beautiful conversation sharing her perspective and her experience around these topics. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Hello and welcome to Quality Sense Podcast. Hello, Micaela. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm very excited to be part of this.
I'm so glad to have you here. And I have my first question for you, for starters. What do you like the most about being a software tester?
Well, I really like what I do, so I have a lot to say about this. I'm a really curious person by nature, so I'm really interested in problem solving, and I do think that this role fits me really well. Plus, I do believe that it's like super satisfying to know that my work contributes to helping other people and helping them manage their time more efficiently instead of like running so many manual tests. So yeah, it's really satisfying to do my job.
This is a very nice way to see the value in what we do, because typically people in technology, we are very proud when we build software, and many people think they have this idea of testers being the ones that break the software.
Destroy, exactly. We are a really negative mindset.
So can you, in order for people to know you better, can you tell us a little bit more about your career in testing, and also how do you see yourself in the future in this career?
Well, nice. Well, my journey began when I started college, and I think that the idea of having a career in tech really like grew up on me. So I started looking for opportunities, and testing was there. I really didn't know what it was about, but when I knew, I knew that I wanted to be there. And also I started like learning some programming languages and looking at some frameworks to like begin with something. I started with an internship in manual testing, and then I started with automation testing is what I do now. And I really like what I do.
Did you know anyone working in testing before you started?
No, not really. Yeah, it's not really common where I live. I live in a really small city here in Uruguay. So yeah, I really didn't know anyone. And I didn't know that we could work for other parts of the world as well. So that's pretty cool. In the future, I would like to expand my role into maybe a leadership role to help others. I love helping others, and I know that I have a lot of value to give to others, and others have a lot of value to give back to me. So yeah.
That's amazing. And I think in our profession as testers, we develop a lot of skills that are very valuable for contributing to other people's career, right?
Exactly.
Amazing. So today we are going to focus our conversation in agile context, mainly working in software testing, but in this type of context. So I'm interested in knowing your perspective on what's probably the most important challenge for testers nowadays working in agile context.
Well, as for what I think, agile is great, but it can be like a roller coaster of emotions and challenges. The speed at which things change in a project, in an agile project, can sometimes feel like a whirlwind, because it's demanding and challenging, and you have to adjust your schedules and everything, maybe most of the time. So, like keeping up with those quick iterations among sprints and also communicate well to the team is like a pretty frequent challenge that you might face in an agile project. Also, juggling with different projects and priorities that might arise and you have to shift among them, it's a really quite a big challenge. So, yeah, I can relate to this question very much from my personal experience until now. As for different projects I've been working on, I've had to manage to shift quickly among different projects and also to give support to the clients I've been working on at the same time. So yeah, it's been pretty challenging, but it can have its benefits too.
For how many years you have been working in the industry?
Almost 2. Next
Almost two.
month.
So you're a very young tester with probably in your experience you haven't worked in a waterfall approach. Am I right?
No, I haven't worked.
Okay, so I wonder if people without that experience, without having faced the challenges of working in a waterfall approach, can also understand what agile brings to the table, because most of the proposals of agile methodologies are trying to solve a problem that we have in the waterfall approach, right? So I wonder
Exactly.
if you ever been in a situation where you say, I'm glad I'm working in an agile team, or
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Well, as you said, I'm pretty fresh in the field, but I've heard about the old school waterfall way. I do think that agile makes things way more like flexible, exciting, and responsive in some kind of way. It's cool how it involves everyone in the process. Us as testers were involved at like the end of the project where things couldn't be like prioritized anymore, and we had to fix everything at the last moment. That wasn't really good for the project itself. So yeah, a recent experience I had that I can recall is when I was working for a client at that time, and they unexpectedly changed the manual test cases without telling us as a team, without notice, prior notice. And that meant for us that we had to readjust our estimations and to handle those changes efficiently for the projects to go on well. So I can highlight from that experience the adaptability and quick response that we had, and that was thanks to working in an agile environment because we wouldn't have been able to do that if we were working with waterfall. And we could do the adjustments on time, and it worked out in the end. But yeah, it wasn't that of a good experience at the beginning, but it turned out well.
because you manage to break the silos that are
Exactly.
typical. Because I believe that this is the main problem when you work in this old school way, right? Where you are in the team of in the room of testers, and you collaborate with the rest of the testers, but you don't know much of what is happening in the development room, right?
Exactly,
Until
exactly.
they send you the new version or the new changes or something
Yes.
like that. Perfect. Okay. And on the contrary, do you have any experience where you felt that the old school, let me go again.
Go.
Porque ahora me respondiste la de Asha.
Vamos con la mala experiencia, ¿verdad? O la experiencia de old school waterfall.
That's awesome. And on the contrary, do you have any stories where you felt you were working with some old school practice that you didn't like, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. As you were mentioning before about the development team, for instance, I worked in a project some time ago where developers waited until they had finished to communicate us what the changes were. And so we were at the end of like the project and we had to rush our work because they didn't communicate well. So I do think that communication is key and we should work as a whole team, not divide among developers and testers, because we're working for a common goal.
So again, the same type of problem, right?
Exactly.
And you have mentioned something related to this, but agile means to be flexible, not only to be quick or right. What
exactly.
Does it mean to you to be flexible, to have this flexible mindset in agile teams?
Well, I think that's a really good point. It's a key aspect. I personally believe that being flexible means being like a chameleon in some kind of way. It's like adapting and changing colors as needed. But it's mainly about being open to shifts and changes in priorities and requirements in demand without freaking out, basically. It means that you can switch your focus to another task without getting flustered and still ensure quality shines through. So yeah,
but
it's thriving, basically.
That's easier said than done, right?
Of course.
Do you have any advice for testers on how to gain this flexible mindset?
Yes, sure. I think that attitude is key to working in any team. So being open, positive, and yes, to have a positive mindset, after all, is what is going to help you get through these challenges. Also, working in collaboration with your colleagues and other team members that could help you out that have been in the same situation as you before, that is really helpful in my experience.
And in terms of collaboration, now that you're mentioning it, is there anything else you would like to mention related on how to effectively collaborate with all, especially with other roles in the same team? But we typically collaborate in agile context, again, mm-hmm. not only with testers, but also with product owners, developers, and other roles. Any advice on that?
Exactly. Yeah, sure. For me, as you may have noticed, I do believe that teamwork makes the dream work. So I do believe in collaboration among different teams. Doesn't matter if they are developers and we are testers. We should be in collaboration because we are towards a common goal. So in my case, I like to sync up daily or weekly with developers, product owners to know what they are up to and not to be ahead of the game, let's say, and other teammates as well. We could share value between us and like enrich our work. So yeah, regular chats, meetings with other people from different departments as well. You could gain different knowledge from them and also give back. So yeah.
I'd like to take a moment to thank the people at Abstracta for sponsoring and helping me to create this podcast. Abstracta is a company fully dedicated to software testing and software quality that can help you and help your company to push the quality of your products and processes to the next level. Do you think there are specific challenges when you are working remotely? Because you mentioned that you live in a small city, even far from our office.
Yes.
So you are not even collaborating in the same room with the people from Abstracta in this case.
Exactly.
And the customers and the rest of the team and the right, they are mainly in the States. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you see any specific challenge when in these type of situations?
Yeah, I have come across some type of challenges, yeah. Definitely. From my personal experience, I have worked and I work on a daily basis with people from all around the globe. And so I can say it's not easy at first when you first get into a multicultural team, because cultural barriers get in the way. I do believe so. It happened to me, for instance, once I totally misunderstood a team member's message because I didn't know what they were referring to or the context itself. But then I asked him about it. I communicated that to him because it didn't seem right in my culture. And I realized that it's the way that they communicate in their country. And it wasn't such a big deal in the end, but I think that communication is key and having clear boundaries as well.
It's part of what we need to be learning, constantly learning in this.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. How do Because we are talking about collaboration, flexibility, many things that are really important, but I would also like to hear from you, what's your typical approach for testing? How would you test a new feature? What's your the way you approach this type of problems?
Well, whenever I have a new feature, I just dive right in. That's my way. I regularly chat with developers or whoever is working on that feature to really dive in and know what's cooking before I get into it. Then I start like sketching out different test scenarios that could happen and that I know from my experience that have worked out. So yeah, I mix up some scripted tests with exploring the feature on my own before I get to it. And yeah, the ideal scenario is that the documentation is there, but it's not always there. So I use my creativity and curiosity to create test cases of my own that make sense.
What I'm hearing is that you're following this idea of the shift left methodology because you are learning about what you are going to be testing before it's released to the testing team, right?
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Ahead of the game.
What do you do when you don't have enough documentation? Because this is something that you mentioned, right? The documentation is not always there, or it's not complete, or right?
Is what we would wish for, but it's not always there. So I basically start asking questions. I really like to communicate with my team, different departments as well that might not be in tech specifically, but they might know about other like knowledge of the business itself, how it works, how they can move around it. So I typically ask questions. If there's anything I can read that is not documentation, but it's related to the topic, I get into it. Yeah, that's how I do. And also I suggest like building on my own documentation so that it doesn't happen to anyone else in the future.
And from my perspective, another thing that is very important in this type of context is to build a relationship with the rest of the team. And I think it can help in what you're mentioning now, because if you are going to be asking questions all the time to different people, having those relationships in place, okay, is very beneficial for everyone to you know, don't be afraid of asking, knowing that everything is going to be okay if you ask a silly question or whatever, because we all understand that is for the common good, right? For the achieving the goals of the team. A different question from a different perspective, talking about challenges. I also think that we typically move in a very fast pace when we are working in agile teams. Do you have any specific advice to manage the stress or even to avoid the burnout?
Yes, definitely. I think that in that aspect, a good balance between your work life and personal life is key. For instance, you should take very well care of yourself, rest well, eat well, do exercise, because in our field, most of our jobs are remote and you are sitting in a desk for lots of hours, so doing exercises should be a priority as well. Also, in work, to set your limits, your boundaries, and relax when you can, and not to be so stressed out about work. Also, I really think that it's relevant to say no when it's something that you know you can't do, and know your personal boundaries. And also, as you mentioned, it's really good to know that you can ask for help whenever you need it, and to feel comfortable in the team you are working with.
Amazing. This is also so important as working professionally in knowing what you are doing and achieving the goals of the team, also taking care of ourselves and others in your team is so important. Let's talk a little bit about learning. I would like to know more about your learning journey and what would you recommend other people trying if they are trying to break into the technology field, because as you started 2 years ago, I would like to know how you did it.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, I started from scratch. I was in college, and I really like this grew up on me. I don't know when was the exact moment I knew I wanted to do this, but I have no regrets. I'd like to recommend first, like diving in if you want to do courses, you want to ask people that have experience in this field that can help you out, because we all started from zero. Most of us started from scratch. Gain practical experience if you can at different projects or through internships that are available in your country. Keep up with trends, be curious, ask, do research on your own. So yeah, that's how I started. I started doing courses, like watching videos, looking at conferences, and yeah, I started building my own experience.
Do you remember how was your process of getting the first job, the interviews, how you did you do something specific that you think, oh wow, that was effective for the company selecting me in the process?
Yes, definitely. Well, what I started doing was, well, taking up courses. I did a LinkedIn profile, and I also did a portfolio of my own with different projects I had been working on, like personal, super small projects, but I knew that they would add value to my profile, and that recruiters will look at it and see, well, how I do my job, and that they will like that. So I would say yes, be curious, try hard, like do an effort to put your work out there so others can see how you work and how well you do.
And if you were to give advice to a manager that is hiring testers, what do
Yes.
you have to say about hiring young testers or even people without experience? What can they bring to the table, to the team?
Good question. I do think that from my perspective, attitude is like a key aspect, let's say. Even though they might not have experience, I think that attitude is key to bring to the table. It's something experience is something achievable with time, but attitude, you can bring it to the table from day one, you know? So it's something that young people or people that are just starting can offer from the beginning, and it's really noticeable, and it's really helpful to work with someone in the long term that is positive, that has an open mindset, that is flexible, that is helpful to others in your team, that loves collaboration and teamwork. So take a look at that, and not only experience.
And also, I would like to add one more point to that list, which is the fresh couple of eyes, like a fresh view, a fresh perspective, and
Definitely.
having diversity in our teams from different angles is really important to have different perspectives, very different
Exactly.
perspectives. And having people with experience is as valuable as having people with a fresh couple of eyes.
Exactly.
So
I agree, totally agree.
thank you so much for your time, your perspective and everything. I really enjoyed the conversation and all your answers. So is there anything else you would like to mention, to recommend or anything?
Yeah, sure. For people who are just starting out, I like to just clear out some things and recommend that don't be afraid to speak up, to communicate well, ask questions. We've all been there. Feel comfortable enough to ask your leaders, your team members. It's okay to ask for help. Meet people in tech, like keep up to date with different trends and just stay communicated, have a network and stay curious.
Mika, thank you so much. I really enjoyed the conversation. I wish you well and see you soon.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this.
See you in the next episode of Quality Transport.